return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
Okay, Carolyn, that is our cue. We are back. We are back for hour two here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And what shall we chitty chat about now?
Well, I can go into this sort of teaching case question, and you can gather your thoughts about what you want. What have you always wanted to know from me, Ginny? But I mean, there are listeners. Can anyone get in to ask us questions or be on the phone with us?
Yep, they sure can. All they have to do is hit *9. *9 on their phone is going to unmute their phone and wave their hand, and then I'm going to see, and then I'll take them off mute, and they can certainly come on with us. So that's not a problem. Nobody's waving their hands yet, which, you know, sometimes that does happen. And then they can still chat in on the chat line. They are having a problem with YouTube, but I think that's YouTube systematically. That's not necessarily the station. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to solve that. So again, the phone number's in the chat line, 646-558-8656. And then the code that you need to type in is on the chat line. And if you're here with us already, then all you have to do is hit *9 on your keypad, and we'll put you on the phone with Dr. Dean. So let's proceed with our important information, Carolyn, and then we'll just see how it rolls from there.
Yes, very good. Okay, so this is... someone emailing in. I was looking for a name. I don't see it yet. It may come up. But someone saying, good evening. I am new to Dr. Dean's products. I'm a 70-year-old female and have struggled with health for many years. After watching many videos on YouTube about magnesium by Dr. Dean, I saw a lot of the symptoms are what I am dealing with. 2 years ago, after I moved into an apartment in senior housing, I started getting sicker in my intestinal tract. Now, this is interesting. I'm just going to break every time I have a point to make. When someone says, you know, they moved and they get sick after moving, seriously, the first thing I think about is mold. And the GI tract could get upset because yeast overgrowth in the intestines and mold, they overlap, the symptoms overlap. And what I've recommended for people who have mold in their homes is an ozone generator. Let me look up my blog on that. Ozone, Dr. Carolyn Dean and mold, should find it. And yes, it was called More Black Mold. That's the title of the article. And where I'd gotten this information about the ozone generator from was Henry Lahr of Vitamin D Wiki. Henry and I have communicated for many years, me telling him you need magnesium to make the vitamin D work. So he's got a whole host of magnesium and vitamin D articles at vitamindwiki.com. So Henry told me, quote, I had a problem with black mold allergies for around 5 years. I tried all sorts of ways of killing the mold and improving my health, and nothing helped. Then I bought a $70 ozone generator on Amazon. I used it several times for about 5 minutes each time. I immediately felt much better. My asthma went away, and I also lost 20 pounds in 4 months. He said before that, he had scrubbed out the mold as much as he could with chemicals. He removed a moldy carpet, but the room still smelled moldy and didn't go away until the ozone generator treatment. And he said specifically how he used the generator. He says, I turned on the ozone generator in the room and closed the door. I put the timer on for 5 minutes. I did this several times. I did it a few more times, even after the room no longer smelled moldy. Now I just use it to get the mold smell out of old used books that I buy. And I put a warning in this blog, ozone warning, do not go into the room for 20 minutes after the generator turns off. Inhaled ozone can damage the lungs. According to the EPA, relatively low amounts can cause chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath, and throat irritation. Henry and I agreed that not everyone with mold needs to own an ozone generator. A single generator can be shared between five or more families. Another blog reader told me that a Dr. Richie Shoemaker, an expert in mold and biotoxins, has identified a large segment of the population, around 25%, that has an immune response gene or variant of a gene that cannot handle the novel toxins mold produces in water-damaged buildings when toxic fungicides are involved. This reader recommended that people should get checked out for chronic inflammatory response syndrome and follow Dr. Shoemaker's advice. Well, I mean, the advice is do allergy treatment that includes yeast overgrowth detox. You can look at my yeast book for that, Reset the Yeast Connection. Take Pico Silver to boost the immune system against fungi, bacteria, and mycobacteria. Remove moldy carpets, clean with vinegar. Even whatever you're doing, scrubbing or whatever, wear an air filtration mask. Get the ozone generator. Take the completement formulas for the building blocks for healing. And then, I mean, I'm thinking of places like New Orleans where they had those horrible floods where people often had to just tear down their homes because the walls and ceilings were all overgrown with mold. But that's what came to mind when I was reading about this case, that she moved into senior housing, started getting sicker. So she said, I had GI tests and found out she wasn't digesting fats. So she started taking enzymes and bile salts. Then her stomach started hurting. She was put on antacids, which hurt her stomach even more. Then I went to a functional medicine doctor, was told I had herpes zoster in my intestinal tract, shingles in your intestinal tract. Now, I'd never heard of that before. She said it was a very painful nerve pain. She took viral medications, but they didn't help. Then she was told that she wasn't digesting her protein and her stomach was digesting itself. She was given enzymes for a month. They didn't help. I'm now told I have hiatal hernia and my diaphragm is in spasms. She said I have histamine intolerance, allergies to most foods. So, I mean, what do we make of all that? It's running around trying to find a diagnosis. And I guess I would start with the yeast overgrowth. The stomach pain, the problem, pain in the intestines and stomach is usually from gas. The stretching pain is what irritates the nerves in the stomach and intestines. And this business of spasms of the diaphragm, that's magnesium deficiency. Histamine intolerance, magnesium is a natural antihistamine. Allergies to most foods, to me, that's yeast overgrowth. She said, I'm down to organic broccoli and organic chicken, grass-fed butter, organic turkey, etc. So then she said, I started your REMAG 2 days ago, 1/4 teaspoon and 1/4 teaspoon Celtic salt and 1/4 water, sip it through the day. I did notice one thing, that my blood pressure went up to almost normal both days. I have low blood pressure. I hope this will help my stomach and intestinal tract. I'm bloated, constipated, and pain all over. So part of my answer to her by email was, I can't believe you had so many diagnoses for your symptoms. The hiatus hernia, I said, there's a YouTube that I talk about. Actually, in my Future Health Now encyclopedia, I have advice on hiatus hernia. So you can get that at drcarolindeanlive.com under books. And I told her about the magnesium, RE/MAG is a natural antihistamine, about yeast overgrowth and leaky gut and the intestinal microbiome. And that's with our yeast management protocol. Now, what that is, I've modified the long involved yeast detox. Some people still have to do that, but the yeast management is using our Flora Revive and Pico Silver. And the Flora Revive with the antifungal component, the Saccharomyces boulardii, and the dirt-based pro and prebiotics is helpful for balancing the microbiome. And I told her to continue the RE/MAG and add the RE/MITE to get the other minerals. So these are the types of customers that we get who have been to dozens of doctors and still don't have good answers. And basically, we're telling them about the building blocks, the mineral building blocks for the body, and to get their yeast overgrowth under control. Over to you, Jenny.
Okay, very good. Now, I'm figuring things out with the help of Melody Rose and our regular listeners who are always telling me things anyway. I figured out that the thing that I was using for the chat line is not the chat line. It must be some kind of an internal chat line for the radio station. So I'm figuring that out. The real chat line is over on the actual, you have to go to Dream Vision 7. Then you go to the Listen Live, and when you do, a banner comes up, and you'll see the little chat line icons with the little two talking emoticons, and that's where it is. So now everybody's hanging out over there, which is so fun. And so thank you, everyone, for being there. And, of course, Nancy L. is there, and Belinda, and also our lovely Sarah Courtney is here this evening, and we've got Melody Rose and Patrick and all kinds of other wonderful people. So thank you, everyone, for being here. And plus, who else? Because we have, now I figured out, we've got the blue hands. So we've got raised hands on the chat line. So we're going to do that too. So let me just go to the questions for people who've been asking. And one of them was Sarah Courtney wanted to say, I am a total convert to vitamin D. I had MAG deficient body in 2013. It made me ignore my vitamin D until my dismal grassroots results came back. And she is now at 10,000 IUs a day and supplementing accordingly. So that was wonderful. And she also said she's feeling very resilient. She's got the Pico Zinc and she feels bulletproof. Bam, bam. I'm with you, Sarah. Wonderful.
Very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Belinda asked when you were talking about your zinc die-off reaction, she said, how long did it last?
About half an hour.
Oh, okay.
Seriously. Seriously. Yeah. I mean, it was like, bam, bam, like you say, Jenny, bam, bam. And I hesitated to mention that because I don't want people to get scared, but, you know me, I'm always experimenting and sharing. So when we take these things to kill off whatever or to balance whatever, shift is going to happen. And if I tell you, you know, what shift I go through, then you'll be aware if you start to get some sweats or some this or that. That it's the body, you know, detoxing. Now, zinc, when you take it alone, without food, it can cause a little bit of nausea, but it is not on its own going to make you vomit or that sort of thing. Vomiting and diarrhea are the body's ways of getting stuff out that shouldn't be in there, toxins or infectious organisms. So, yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, it was just terrible when I was going through it. Bob comes in and says, you know, what can I do? I'd get out of here. Leave me alone. I mean, you don't have the energy to tell someone to, you know, what to do other than get out of my way.
That's right. Yeah. That's sweet. Okay. Yes, Bob's very, very compassionate, caring man, always quite attentive to everyone. So I think that's precious that he was so concerned about you. Okay. Now, let's see where we're at. Patrick, our wonderful Patrick says, okay, so, hey, everybody, I wanted to ask Dr. Dean if she would recommend a mineral product for all the minerals. I use the Remag, the Remite, and Pico Potassium. He's also using the sea salt, but wants to know if there's a multi-mineral. So I don't think he knows what Remite is then, Carolyn, but he's also said he's on the 10th day of a fast, and he's flying like a bird, and he feels so good. And he thinks it's also been made a lot easier because he's added the Pico Potassium.
Very good. Yes, when I fast, I make sure to take my minerals, ship them through the day. But yes, Patrick, our multiple mineral with 12 minerals is Remite. So it's Remag, Remite, Pico Potassium. We do have some potassium in the Remite, but it's really not enough for what people are feeling these days. I mean, this has been a progression, hasn't it, Ginny? It's been a step-by-step progression. When I got the Remag going and started having great results with my own self, I said, well, let's do this with the multiple minerals. And I guess it was by happenstance, synchronicity or whatever, that, you know, 9 of the minerals I chose create thyroid hormones. So that got me off my armor thyroid. And I hesitated about calcium for a long time, but so many of our people don't eat dairy, and that's the best way to get your calcium. So I said, well, you know, it's not like I'm going to want everybody to buy a bottle of Recalcia, but we should have it. And that's for people who can't get their 600 milligrams of calcium every day. And then Pico Silver came along, you know, before COVID, before all that. I just thought, well, gosh, you know, we can do these amazing things with our other minerals. Let's just stabilize the ions of silver, and we'll have a safe product. Our minerals are so perfect that we don't need to have preservatives in them. They're so self-preserved. They go through stringent testing that the FDA designates, and we pass that testing, and we have our Remag without a preservative, our Pico Silver without. And what it means is, with the Remag and Pico Silver, to me, what it means, I'm not suggesting other people do this, but I nebulize those minerals so that in the lungs, you can relax your bronchioles, the Pico Silver for mucous membrane infections with yeast overgrowth, et cetera, et cetera. So it's all quite wonderful. We're very excited. And the Pico Zinc, as I said, when we found out that hydroxychloroquine opens up the cell mineral ion channels to let your own body's zinc into the cells to kill viruses, I said, well, we don't need hydroxychloroquine. We've got a zinc that is picometer in size that can go right into cells. And as I said at the beginning of the program, our study shows that our picometer stabilized ions are measured within 2 hours. I think they waited and did the test in 2 hours. Maybe if they did the test in half an hour, it would have already been in the bloodstream. So our picometer size stabilized ions are immediately absorbed into the bloodstream and then set up to get into cells, because the cell mineral ion channels are picometer in size. And that's why I chose the name picometer minerals, because they match the picometer size of the cell mineral ion channels. So there.
Very good. Comprehensive. Very good. Now, Patrick was saying he was thinking more in terms of the minerals like lithium and other ones not included in REMITE. And the common one that people ask about is iron. So what do you think about lithium and iron, Carolyn?
Well, lithium, I don't want to get too involved with that. Customer service is aware of it and sometimes can make recommendations. But that makes us very medical if we're telling people to take lithium. Iron, you have to really watch iron, because iron, especially if you don't have enough copper and ceruloplasm, the ceruloplasm will help bind up extra iron to keep it from depositing in the body. I mean, iron is even worse than copper if you have too much of it. So iron, I've designed all the products to make sure that iron doesn't become a problem. If people test low in iron, we tell them to get a liquid iron formula. But again, it's I don't want people to think that they have to take daily iron. I think iron can be problematic. In my total body immunity new book coming out, Patrick, I do talk about iron and the ceruloplasm and copper, so that may be helpful to understand the problem with iron. And, you know, if you're eating your chicken livers and your spinach, you are getting your iron from your diet.
Oh, yes, because, you know, right off the top of the list is chicken livers.
Oh, really? Oh, funny. Yeah, they're cute little things. But what you have to do is cut up two great big onions, the sweet onions, huge big onions. Fry them up or saute them. That's a better word. Saute them in a little coconut oil. And then after they're all cooked down, your chicken livers, you just plunk them in and cook 2.5-3 minutes on a side, on each side, and you've got an incredible meal. Bob really, he thinks they're very yummy, chicken livers.
Yep, chicken livers. Liverwurst is another good one. Yep, that's another option. Yeah, that's always a fun one. Okay, so now we're sorting ourselves out. We've got our chat line. We know what we're doing, and also I want to say that our phone number, again, if you're going to call into the show, 646-558-8656, and then the ID, which I typed into the real chat line, not the fake one, is 888-3695-3587. Okay, so I know the next thing we're going to have to do is try to get, if we can't get a single number, we're going to have to get an ID number like 22222222 or something like that, so that it's a little bit easier. But anyway, star nine on your keypad waves your hand and lets me know that you have a question or comment. And I do have a blue hand here, which is very wonderful. So we're going to unmute.
Yep. Let me clean up on aisle five.
Okay.
Chicken livers are high in copper as well.
Oh.
So it's an awesome way to get bioavailable copper, yes. And the app to track your food intake and the amounts of the various minerals is the Chronometer app, Chronometer. So those are two, the Chronometer app, Ginny, I'll put at the top of my file here, because we're going to be, you know, we'll talk about that more and more to get people to know how little nutrients they're getting in their diet, actually.
Very good.
Okay,
now,
go ahead.
Patrick also asked about phosphorus real quick. What do you think about phosphorus, Carolyn?
Well, phosphorus, it's the big fertilizer in the soil.
Mm.
So I'm pretty sure it's high in plants and then in animals who eat those plants. So I don't, you know, I'm not going to be offering a phosphorus supplement. As long as people are eating food, they should be getting their phosphorus. But, you know, you can look into all these other minerals and see what, you know, individual idiosyncrasies you may have with your minerals. Like, I'm not going to say everybody's getting their phosphorus. I don't know that. But it is definitely in the soil in big amounts.
I did a thing where, after we went to go see Dr. Matthews, remember Dr. Matthews?
We did,
he had that cool, how you touch this, that test?
Yeah, testing machine, right?
Yeah. He has this really cool testing machine. I can't remember what it's called, unfortunately. Sorry, Dr. Matthews, because he's probably listening. And anyway, you put it on your skin, and what it does is it gives you an instant readout of what your minerals are. So I had higher level of calcium than usual and very low phosphorus. And so, Dr. Matthew said that's common for people who have high calcium. Of course, I had high calcium because I used to, you know, I used to eat those Rolaids, but I don't eat them anymore. Anyway, point being, so I got some phosphorus out of the, you know, blue bottle, that Angstrom Mineral 101 company, you know, thinking that I needed to have some. And y'all, you cannot, I swear, Carolyn, I felt like I was on an acid trip. It charged me up so bad. It expanded my mind, and I was driving. I had to pull over and wait for like 20 minutes for my head to clear and take deep breaths. It was crazy just from adding a little bit of phosphorus. And I think it's because we're already so well mineralized, you know, that this, you know, I probably took too much. I didn't think I take too much because I automatically divide everything in half now. I never take a full dose of anything. But yeah, phosphorus.
Well, did you mention it to our friend Dr. Matthews?
No,
what he thought about that?
I forgot to tell him that. Yeah, I'll have to tell him. Or he'll probably hear it now and he'll text me. He'll say, Ginny, you should have never done that. No, I mean, the great thing about it is, you know, really, you can't quote unquote, I suppose you could if you really want to, you really can't hurt yourself with this. I mean, like you say, 20 minutes and it clears, 30 minutes and it clears. It's just like a real ramping up of your system, you know, it can be fun.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Fun. When you get a quick reaction like that, it's just something to celebrate, really. It really is, because your body is doing something and better out than in, all those cliches. I mean, I thought that. So yeah, that it did happen. I took a shower to shower off all the sweat, and then I went to bed and napped for about an hour and a half, and got up and I was perfectly fine. Probably even better than fine. You know, I felt a lot clearer. So it's fascinating, and we love the stories that we have, and we love the stories that our customers have as they go through these experiences.
Yeah, it's very fun, very fun. Okay, should we take a phone call, or two, or three, however many we have?
Yeah. Okie dokie.
Okay, let's go. Now, this is my first unmuting of the caller, so here we go to area code 641. You're off mute. Are you there?
Hello, this is Anita.
Oh, hey. Hi,
Yay.
Love.
Hey, Anita.
Hi. I've got supper just pulled out of the oven, so I was like, you were ready to take my call, and I said, no, take my call first, and then you went off again. So, anyway, I wanted to check in. I got the bottle of Pico Potassium, and I did not do it externally, but I did start taking some internally. I did a fourth of a teaspoon to start with, and I had been taking another liquid potassium off and on, and I always thought, oh, it made me feel a little funny, but this didn't seem to affect me. So I started taking a fourth of a teaspoon at night, and then I went up to a half a teaspoon at night. And I can't say it has not really improved my heart racing stuff. That is still staying fairly aggravated. But I did notice a change in my stools, which I don't know if potassium would have anything to do with that. I also started the Revive Flora, whatever the...
Flora Revive.
Mm-hmm. Flora Revive, probably about a month ago. I haven't finished my first jar yet. And I just probably went to maybe a week or two ago going to two a day. And so my digestion stuff seems like that's better. And I don't know if it's a combination of the potassium and the Flora Revive or one or the other.
Well, I guess what you've done then, Anita, is very quickly proven that the pico potassium is okay to take internally. And
yes.
Now you'll go to 3/4 of a teaspoon, and then
you think I should keep
teaspoon.
Increasing it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because
you're not getting a quote therapeutic dose, even though we're not supposed to tell you that.
Okay. So how much do you think I should work it up to at this point?
Well, personally, I don't have heart palpitations anymore, so I'm just sticking with the one teaspoon a day. But I think people who are on Remag, 2 and 3 teaspoons, and they're Let me finish. Just so that I can give a general summary to people, Anita. So hang on. So if people are taking 2 and 3 teaspoons, they're still having symptoms of heart palpitations, then they start working with their potassium and may go from, 1 to 2 teaspoons. But I do want people to look at the chronometer and make sure, what they're taking in their diet, and even look back at your blood test to see what you're doing, what you've had in your potassium blood test in the past. Okay, so go ahead.
I take 4 teaspoons of Renag a day, and my blood test at that level in December was 5.9.
Okay, so it's high normal already, okay.
And then I take 2 teaspoons of Remite, which has, it has extra potassium in it, which is why I took the other potassium at night.
Right,
In the second half of the day. And so I didn't know, I don't take any calcium and I just don't eat dairy. And that's the one too that when I've tried to add that in, I don't know. I don't understand what calcium does with the heart and if it would be a problem. I mean, if it's something I should really try to address or just work with the potassium first.
I'd work with the potassium first because calcium is necessary, but sometimes if a person is still balancing their magnesium and they take calcium, then it depletes or pushes out the magnesium. Like when I would eat a pint or two of yogurt and get all that calcium, my heart would start thumping again because it used up my magnesium.
Okay.
So, yes, I mean, if you react when you take calcium, it indicates something. I don't know what, but I'd work with the potassium. And then where are you on yeast overgrowth, Anita?
I don't seem to have any issues with that. My sugar content is like pretty much nil. Like the only thing I eat are raspberries, blueberries, and strawberries. That's about all I eat for sugar.
Yeah, me too.
The dark chocolate I eat is currently made with stevia. It doesn't have sugar in it. But yeah, I don't think that's an issue. I do have a Pico Silver story for you. We were down in Florida the week the pandemic was declared in March, and I was not feeling well. I knew I had been exposed to something by someone close to me the day before, like 3 days before I left. She got very sick, flu-like symptoms. And so I started to feel icky about midweek, and I started to get chills like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. By Friday night, I actually checked and I had a temperature and we were supposed to fly on Saturday. I had a temperature of about 100 with chills, and I had a tickle cough for like 3 days in a row. And I took 4 teaspoons an hour apart of Pico Silver on that Friday night, and by the time I went to bed, my temp was down. Then I started to cough, but I took a couple homeopathy remedies, and by the morning, I didn't have a fever or much of a cough at all. Was able to get through airport security, get on the plane, and come home. And I just thank Pico Silver for bringing my temp down, because it was
wonderful.
It was. And then my zinc story is, I haven't bought your Pico Zinc yet, but I did buy some in March after I got home, some zinc, and I, because we hadn't been supplementing, and I had this horrible extra tissue on my gum line that the dentist said we're going to have to like excise that and get that out of there. It was just this bulky tissue by my gum. And 2 weeks after I started the zinc, it all shrunk up and went away. So I never had to have it taken off because the appointment got canceled because of the pandemic.
Right. Wow. Well, zinc is important for skin, hair, and nails. So the skin in your mouth, I guess, was affected. Yeah, it's amazing.
Do you know anything about like ridges, like really hard, long, vertical lines in nails? What that causes? Is that calcium, or is that more of a?
It could be calcium. Nails are difficult. The main one is it the white spots with zinc deficiency that's the main obvious one. But keep a diary of your heart palpitations and see if you can make any correlations with what you're eating or what else is going on. And as you're working with the Pico Potassium. Okay, Anita?
I will do that. I did have some goat yogurt today, and I did have a fast racing episode. It's fairly short, but it just like all of a sudden takes off like an accelerator stuck.
So how long, let me just ask this last question. How long have you been on REMAG? I wonder how close to saturation you are.
2.5 years.
Right. Yeah.
It'll be 3 years in November.
Yeah, with 4 teaspoons, you should be saturated. And that reaction with the goat yogurt means that the calcium is using up some of your magnesium. Have you ever had a parathyroid test?
I had just a thyroid panel with TSH in December.
Right. Well, the parathyroids, do you have my Magnesium Miracle book?
I do on my Kindle app.
Look up hyperparathyroidism, because your blood levels of calcium, do you recall what they were?
Calcium, it says 8.8.
Yeah,
which the normal range says 8.7 to 10.3. I used to be, I seriously used to be a dairyaholic, like drank gallons of milk and cheese and everything, but then found out I was allergic to it, like when I was in my 30s and stopped.
Right. Yeah, because those levels are low normal. But we'll have to keep corresponding about this and see what's up. I mean, maybe your body has calcifications and they're still being worked upon by your magnesium. And as the REMAG solubilizes your soft tissue calcium, you know, that's what your body's living on, that calcium, and you don't need any more. You know, that's what I'm thinking right now. I mean, that's going to shift. That will shift over time.
I do have like a funny knot on my elbow. That's like a lump. Is that the kind of calcification that you might be talking about? Things like that?
That's one of them. I mean, people will get heel spurs and, you know, kidney stones, gallstones, but it's the soft tissue, like breast tissue calcification in the arteries or just, you know, stiffening. You know, the stiffness in the body can be calcification of tendons and ligaments, like we talked about in the first hour.
I have a past history of kidney stones, yes. Kidney stone, I had it once. And then I stopped taking all calcium and started increasing magnesium at that point. That was many years ago. And I had other stones that showed up in the MRIs, the scan, but I've never had another kidney stone. So.
Okay. So, yeah, you're calcified. So, yeah, best to stay away from calcium for now. As I said, your body is...
Except for like food like broccoli and almonds and that kind of stuff.
Of course. Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Okay, Anita, off you go.
All right. Thank you.
Go forth and multiply or whatever.
Go forth and eat supper.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I meant. Okay, bye, Anita. Okay. Thank you for your call.
Bye.
Okay, wonderful. Excellent. Again, our call-in number 646-558-8656. And then on the chat line, I've posted that access code that you need, which is 8836953587. All righty. And also here on the chat line, you can post your questions well at Dream Vision 7. And then you have to go over into the right-hand corner and click Listen Live Now, and you'll see the pop-up screen where it says chat with other listeners, and we're all here just chitty-chatting away. Okay, Carolyn, we've got about 16 minutes to the top of the hour. If you're on the line and you've got a question, star nine on your keypad will let us take your phone off mute, and you can talk with Dr. Dean. Carolyn, I wanted to check with you about somebody in the chat line wrote, what was the name of the blood test that you referred to earlier at the start of the show? So let's just go over the grassroots health thing again real quick.
Oh, yes, yes. You go ahead, Jenny. I have to get some more Remag water.
Sure. Grassroots Health, grassrootshealth.com. Org is the name of the nonprofit organization that does public-related research and clinical research and supports the research and the dissemination of research about vitamin D and other nutrients. And we have partnered with them to do a magnesium, vitamin D, EFA, essential fatty acid, or omega-3, and then also a TSH, which will give you how your thyroid is performing. And that test is available on our website at rnareset.com. You can look under the item at the top that says research project. You can read all about the test values, why you would do it, what you would benefit from doing it, and what the process is. And you're going to basically take a questionnaire that you're going to talk about your lifestyle and your different supplementation and nutritional assets right now, any health conditions or concerns. They're going to send you a kit. Actually, we're going to send it as a kit, and you're going to do what's called blood spot testing, where you prick your finger and you fill up the little holes in the card with a little drop of your blood. You send it in. They do a comprehensive evaluation on your blood. They send you your results. And then in addition to that, you are also doing a tracker, and the tracker is going to help you keep track of your supplementation and your improvement, because a lot of times people don't even think about it until, you know, it's a month later. It's like, oh gosh, I've been sleeping so much better, or, you know, that rash is gone, or the bump on my mouth, or all the things that you've heard expressed today, or I was fasting for 10 days and I wasn't hungry and I had lots of energy because I was taking all my minerals. You know, there are just so many incredible benefits to mineralization and, you know, using the vitamins and the appropriate ratios that sometimes we don't really get cognizant of it though until you write it down. So you're going to do your tracker. In addition to that, every month for the 6 months that you participate in that study, you're going to get a coupon for a reduced price product of one of our products that will support you in the study. Remag, the essential fatty acid omega product we have, vitamin D product that we'll be getting. So you're getting lots of support from us. So you buy the test, but you get the coupons, and it ends up being a zero-sum game. Really, really great investment. We're encouraging everybody to do it because we want to make sure more than anything that people get the right amount of magnesium in their vitamin D in their body, and also their thyroid. I mean, all parts of the body, all hands on deck when you're in the middle of cold and flu season. But we want you to really be able to confidently, you know, have your face mask on the inside of your body. It's called an immune system. You know, carry that around with you instead of a face mask. That's what we want you to be able to do. Not that we want you to break any laws or anything like that. We're not, you know, encouraging sedition and rioting. All we're saying is that really that confidence that you have, that you're not a recipient nor a promoter of this whole situation, is when you understand the confidence that you can have in your body. And of course, we know that the getting on point of a breakdown in the immune system is a virus or a cold. And we know that the really, you know, last exit, turn left kind of thing gets into those really chronic immune breakdowns where you have really autoimmune and other profound situations, and vitamin D and all the other things that we're recommending are great assets for that. So you can't lose with what we're doing. So that's going to be wonderful for you. So that's what we encourage you to do. That's the blood testing that we were talking about earlier. And also, Carol Baggerly from Grassroots Health has been on our show twice. It's in our radio archive. You can go to drcarolindeanlive.com if you're on the bubble about whether or not you want to do that and listen with Carol and Carolyn talk about this research project and the value of it. And the test for the thyroid antibodies is in there for people who have Hashimoto's, as well as the other tests. So it's all in our archives as well.
Very good. Yes, please do the testing. It's an international test. You can mail it from all over the world. Some countries, including Maui, don't have red blood cell magnesium testing. So this is the way I'm getting my magnesium tested. Let me do a quick COVID update. I forgot to do that.
Yes.
What's come out about COVID most recently is that the FDA took hydroxychloroquine and zinc off the treatment list for COVID, and I have no way of knowing what is going on in their little pea brains to do that, because it's the safest and most effective treatment. And then they said, you know, in the same breath, get your remdesivir, the drug that Fauci recommends. And then they said, oh, but we only have a month's supply left. So I don't know what that means, taking something that works off the list. And the remdesivir, its clinical trials showed that it worked as well as placebo. And now the big headlines are coming to use a steroid, dexamethasone. Listen to how they laud, L-A-U-D, this drug. A cheap and widely used steroid has become the first drug shown to be able to save lives among COVID-19 patients. Now, and hailed as a breakthrough. Good grief. You know, what steroids do is totally suppress your immune system, suppress all the inflammation, cause your adrenals to shut down if they're given long term. Now, what's happening with the dexamethasone, even after that big headline, it's mainly used in severely ill people. So, yes, use anything you've got. But why not be using hydroxychloroquine so you don't get to that end stage? And about vaccines, they keep saying they're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year, but if they'd only read the studies, the meta-analysis of dozens of trials of vaccines, they would find out that flu vaccines only work 1-2% of the time. So they're giving people false hope. And you know what the White House says is that vaccines and other therapies are all being looked at. So hopefully the other therapies means zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C. But unfortunately, as soon as the White House, especially President Trump, mentions anything, then people are going to attack it. So again, we have to take care of ourselves, do our own due diligence and find out what's going to work for us. And if you don't have time to do your due diligence, then like I said, I think it was last week, don't bother Googling. Just read the several thousands of pages that I've written on every part of your health, including the free Future Health Now Encyclopedia, which is, Ginny, I think you said it had 100 diseases. I shoved in 130 disease conditions. And I do put in colds and flus there, so that that will have to be updated as we get our next nutrients in. We're getting in a vitamin D with a K2 and probably an ascorbic acid, so that that will complete our total body immunity package. So there.
Yeah, very, very exciting times that we live in, and it is really an opportunity for people to live their truth. You know, I've heard people say it for years. You know, I've been in all kinds of spiritual circles and ministry and everything. Oh, I live my truth. Well, you're getting ready to really live your truth in about 2.3 seconds, because that's the way this thing's going. So you are going to be living your truth, and that's what we're doing here on the show, is encouraging people. And the truth is in every single cell of your body. It is your cellular blueprint. It is what you have, the divine intelligence that is within you. Is absolutely confident in its ability to respond to any situation with the proper building blocks. And that's what we've got. And that's what Carolyn was always encouraged. And so that's the truth you want to be aligned with for sure as well. Okay, let's see. What else do we have to chitty chat about, Carolyn? We've got a couple minutes left to the top of the show. And what else do we want to say for ourselves?
The chat line and the phones, I think they're pretty much, they're all smooth now. Like next week, we'll be flowing through all this, correct?
Yes, I think we should be fine. Sure.
Yeah, it's wonderful because, let me just say this, and you can quote the numbers, but this is our new radio station, and it turns out we're getting fantastic response. People downloading after the fact, you know, very high numbers. So we're very happy about that and very thankful that we're reaching more and more people with our very basic common sense message that we're here to help you support the structure and function of your body so that you're able to take responsibility for your health in a way that, we've never been taught. We've never been given this information or given the opportunity to take care of ourselves. The more we go medical mainstream, the more we're told, well, you know, don't worry about it. Just, you know, take this pill, come back when you're sick. So a lot of people in the middle of this crisis realize that it really is up to them to take their health in their own hands. And we're just making it as easy for you as possible because most of our customers are women. And these women are taking care of their children, their grandchildren, or they're of an age where they're taking care of their parents. These caretaker women are taking on so much. And, you know, we're here to support. And the men, of course. I mean, we're just so happy, so amazed that so many men are taking their health in their own hands and passing on this information. And we do ask you to pass on the information because people are not going to get this information from any other source. I mean, now that we're doing these university studies and we can say, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that our magnesium is REMAG is the only magnesium that is fully absorbed at the cellular level. And, you know, I don't care if my magnesium miracle book is an advertisement from page 1 to page 600, because nobody else in the world has created something like this. There's nowhere else you're going to get this. So somebody has to blast out about it, and, you know, might as well be us, because Jenny and I just love doing this. And Chad, he's doing our marketing and just very gently encouraging people to take care of their health, to be grounded, to be responsible. And it's working out so well for our customers. We couldn't be more pleased. So thank you very much.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. And with that, we'll end our show today. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure to get the archive, drcarolindeanlive.com. Share it with your friends, share it with the people that you care about, and then be sure to get back here with us next week, and we have all of our bugs sorted out, and then we will be blasting off again into the stratosphere with all kinds of other wonderful and amazing information.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you, Bob, the producer. Thank you, my Bob. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you.
Listening to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show. For questions about today's broadcast, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolindeanlive.com. That's questions@drcarolindeanlive.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe. Enjoy. Let life flow.